What's up, everybody? This is Eric LeGrand, owner of LeGrand Coffee House, and you're now listening to the Chop Sports Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Chop Sports Podcast here on a thirsty Thursday here, June the 10th, 2021. Your host here, Sturch, Gooch, Production Pete. We have a special guest in the room observing us, a little nervous, not going to lie. But it is nationally known comedian Joe Matarese is in the background. You obviously, if you're on the Chop Sports Network, you do know of From Pretender to Contender. Go download, subscribe, all that shit. And, yeah, it's live.
There's no from. We got rid of the from, remember? Chris came in.
Pretender took, to contender,
Chris,
you're right.
Chris took the from away.
Executive decision.
Man, you are the producer, editor, and shit tolerator of all the Joe calls. You talk to Joe more than I talk to you, and that's the fact. That's a goddamn fact. And but anyway.
His first time in studio, we are 30 minutes late on the podcast.
Yeah, Joe, it's all his fault. It's all my barber's fault. My second barber. I have two barbers. But yeah, we're late because we had a remember when with Joe Matarese live in studio. So we're back here. Listen, yesterday we got real hot about Gerrit Cole. We were excited to know what he was about to do and what he was about to do to the Twins. And like I said this a couple days ago when all this stuff started coming out. All he has to do is come out and throw a gem. And what did he do?
Pitched a gem.
He pitched a gem. All right. Six innings
pitched. Spin rate was right where it needs to be.
Six innings pitched. Two earned runs, nine strikeouts. We'll get into that in a second. The Yankees take care of the Twins. The Mets do work against the O's. The Nuggets and the Suns finish out game two. And, of course, you know, I'd be remiss to not give credit where credit's due. The Islanders, baby. Let me tell you something. I'm a diehard Rangers fan, but that Nassau Coliseum was rocking. My boy Adam was in attendance again, got to show me some videos live. That was incredible.
And in about another 2 years, we'll find out who wins the Stanley Cup because the playoffs just don't fucking end. It's not even the semis yet.
It is. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. It's done.
Is it, though?
Yes, bro.
Did they just get to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Like, that's by winning last night.
They're not in the Stanley Cup yet.
Not yet.
Exactly. No. That's my point.
They'll probably crown a champion around kickoff NFL around September. No, but the Islanders get into the Eastern Conference Finals to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay Lightning are absolutely stacked. If you're an NHL fan, you know that's true.
I used to use them in the video game, Stamkos.
Stamkos. Yeah. I mean,
that's all I know about hockey is the video game. That team has been Stamkos. And I would trade for Chara so I could beat the shit out of people every time.
Just get the goon on the squad. Yeah. I was talking to Dr. Sean Basinger yesterday during the Islanders game. And he brought up a good point. The Islanders fans were going nuts. And I was like, hey, man, do you think this is going to be us anytime soon? Like, you know, as Ranger fans, he's like, what do you mean anytime soon? We've been in the conference finals how many times in the last, like, 9 years? And I'm like, yeah, but this is a different feel. You know what it is? I just think that people are more excited because of the pandemic thing and that like everything was shut down last year and now it's just a ruckus crowd. But the one thing you don't see
I'm glad the Bruins lost. That's all I
right.
know. The Boston
a team from
fans,
Boston to lose is a beautiful thing.
Hold that L, Boston.
And now I will openly root for Tampa Bay because I can't foresee the Islanders getting into the Stanley Cup Finals being a Rangers fan. I can't do it. So
I just like that one kid that fucked off all the Boston fans on Barstool. Oh, so that I'm was for the that, Islanders
that
based
was
on that alone.
Hilarious. I mean, and he's there with his father, I think, or another super fan.
He looked pretty alone to me. No, right?
There's two other guys that was in the crowd. They actually did their Barstool live from Nassau Coliseum last night. They were in the crowd.
He was running up into. I mean, that was great.
Going batshit crazy.
That's about as much as the hockey game that I saw was what Barstool posted him running up and down the aisle.
And to remind the folks,
we're going to Borelli's.
Right. I did see that. To remind the folks, Gooch will have to see a little bit more hockey on Saturday. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, Woodbridge Community Center. It is the Woodbridge Police Department taking on the Woodbridge Fire/EMS in a charity hockey game. And Sturch and Gooch are on the call. So, again, I was talking yesterday. I was like, man, I've done a lot of broadcasting.
Has there ever been a fight between the fire department and the police department on the ice?
Can you imagine?
I'm there for all the ice beef.
Can you imagine if that actually happens and, like, there's assault and, like, you have to arrest them?
How about this? Since we started talking about this hockey game, that's the only thing that I've imagined about the hockey game is a potential fight between the Woodbridge Police Department and the fire department.
It's for charity, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm team fire department.
And I'm team police. So we're all leaving out the EMS. Like, they're not the biggest.
Oh, they're playing? I thought they were there in case anybody fought. Clean up the mess.
Apparently, they do have some talented guys. I mean, look, the cops can't win. That's why they added Dr. Sean as the honorary cop, I guess. For I don't know. I guess he's the ringer. We were just talking about ringers before. I have a Pistol Pete all of a sudden.
So maybe the fire department's gunning for the ringer, the new guy. Yeah. If I'm on the fire department team, Sean, I got to say it. You're the one I'm coming for. Because right. You're not a part of the,
As far as the ringers are concerned, we found out right before we started that we should have had Pistol Pete, Production Pete, on our softball team.
Talking about the hot corn. He's like, I'm a pitcher.
He said,
when was the last time you pitched, Pete? He's like, seventh grade. I said, you're not a fucking pitcher.
That's the last time I pitched. Right? I call myself a pitcher. Exactly. Right.
Pete's probably got a mean changeup.
It's in the blood.
You got a mean changeup, right?
Former track star, right? And you did that for Hartford, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So did you get a scholarship?
No, it was so he was stunk.
I've seen the footage, ladies and gentlemen. Pete is a fucking high jumper and an actual real high jumper.
Right,
like not a pole vaulter, but he does what you would do with a pole vault. Only there is no pole vault.
My back,
no pole.
Yeah,
and he doesn't vault
exactly.
He just jumps. Right? I tell you what, though, when you showed me that video, dude, I was impressed. My back hurt after I saw you bend like that, Gumby.
My back just hurts in general.
In general. But we're back on a softball field tonight there, Gooch. You ready? I mean, last game, you're coming off this.
I'm going 5 for today, baby. I've been envisioning my...
You taking a 5-hit game?
Yeah, I'm going to go opposite field the first...
Stop trying to go opposite field. You're not Jimmy Palumbo. Just stop trying to do it.
No, here's what happens.
Because that's how you put yourself in shitty situations.
You go opposite field on the first pitch that you see of the day, and then the rest of the game, they all think you're going to go opposite field, and then you yoke fucking nukes right over the third baseman's head because I don't actually hit nukes. I just hit base hits, baby.
All right. Well, listen, we're back in action tonight. We're 6-4, taking on the 6-3 Tadpoles. So the Tadpoles are a half game above us. If we take 2 games tonight, we'll jump into 3rd place out of this entire league. So
some bad blood.
There is some bad blood. I heard about this. I don't know the details, but Liz, our second baseman, said that our pitcher Bobby and the Tadpoles just don't get along. So maybe we'll be here for all the on-field beef tonight, and we'll get in a bench-clearing brawl or something.
Shooting the box tonight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's do it. As we premeditate this, we're all going to jail for assault. But, so that's tonight. We'll get into the details of the results of that game tomorrow. But we do start with Gerrit Cole last night. He answered a lot of the critics right away. He answered a lot of the people saying that he cheated. And you know what? Like you've been saying, maybe he did.
No, he definitely
did. Okay, well, all right, so you say he definitely did. But last night, there was no spider tack anywhere. And if there was, he did a goddamn good job hiding it because he pitched a gem. And the best part about it is that Donaldson was 0-for-4. And he struck his ass out twice. And Donaldson, just so you know,
he looked like a pussy while doing it, too.
He did.
Didn't
bro.
Even look back at the mound. What a bitch. You talk all that shit. You better fucking hold that L.
He's doing
too.
The whole not like, you he know, got
stared
you.
Down. He did a little, as much as you would see Gerrit Cole get animated on the mound, you saw last night.
Absolutely.
Which is, it was subtle, but it was direct.
He legitimately brought the smoke. And I'm thinking to myself,
you see, he had all three of his pitches that went over 100 were against Donaldson. So he literally geared back and fucking gave it everything he had.
And you know it had to be personal. So
and he broke off the hammer on strike three on the first at bat. That curveball was
dirty. How was the spin rate on that one, Gooch? I'm curious. It was pretty damn good, right? Because Donaldson couldn't touch it. And I'm what Gerrit Cole did to earn his contract is another story. What he's doing right now, after he lost his last game, his last two starts were a little rough. He's been getting touched up a little bit. But last night, he answered the critics. And a lot of people were saying, including Michael Kay, he said he would have drilled Donaldson in the ribs for Donaldson being the snitch that he is.
Michael Kay wouldn't do a goddamn thing because Michael Kay's probably never even played baseball in his life. And I'm not saying you need to play baseball to call baseball, but you need to have played baseball to say what you would do in a baseball game.
But now, weren't you telling me yesterday, right before we left
and
the studio,
and Michael Kay he's a turncoat on his own self.
Right, you were saying that yesterday.
I've heard him dozens and dozens of times talk about how that's no part of the game. Don't bullshit, Michael. Come on, don't say you would do anything you wouldn't do it. See ya.
See ya. But yeah. So anyway, no, he didn't. There wasn't. I mean, the first pitch to Donaldson was right down the pike. So you knew as soon as he delivered that, it wasn't going to happen. Then the Yankees go on a hit parade. And again, 2 days in a row now, everybody's hitting.
You got
Miggy
Judge
Smalls. I'm calling him Miggy Smalls now. Miguel Andujar.
Five home runs in the last. I think he's 5 in his last 9 games. Pete, is that right, Pete? You don't have to Google it.
5 in his last 8.
5 in his last
That's
8.
Incredible. That's incredible. And now you will find him in left field pretty much.
Yeah, that's it.
He found himself a spot.
That's it.
That's
I don't care if he could field or not because I don't think anyone on the Yankees outfield
I mean, he's not
field.
Like he's not a complete liability. He's not going to be your web gem out there.
he's pretty bad at fielding, but we'll have to see it over the course of a season. He's never been given the opportunity. I know he can't play third.
If he's hitting, then I almost don't care, because that was the bugaboo of the New York Yankees in the last couple of weeks, that they couldn't hit anything. So the fact that he's hitting, Sanchez got the night off last night, right? If I'm not mistaken, it was Higashioka.
Higashioka.
Yeah.
He had two hits.
Because Higgy is hit. I always feel this way, that fans will always lock on to the backup catcher.
Is it Higgy, Miggy?
It's Higgy. You got Higgy, Miggy Smalls.
Just to clear it up for the people.
Gardner, 3-for-4, I'm seeing.
Bro. Let me tell you something. The game was in hand in the ninth when they got up again.
And Gardner ran right through the wall?
Yes.
Because he's a lunatic,
you saw that,
bro.
Yeah. But I'm talking about Gardner hits a double in the ninth. Game, they're up 9-2. You know what I mean? And he's legging them out, slapped it into left field. I'm telling you right now, you said it back in, I guess, what was it, March? Yeah, maybe February?
Sooner.
When we were talking, like we were trying to preview the Yankees of what was to come.
That was the episode that I got trolled.
Yes. Bad. Hard. Yeah, because what? You didn't know.
Because like, I wasn't. Stat. Like, we were about to talk Yankee baseball, and I was like, I haven't even looked at a stat.
Well,
or anything.
How can they have a podcast exactly. And not know stats? Yeah. So that was when we were like YouTube heavy, and like people, and we'll get back into YouTube. We have big plans for the YouTube, not as far as the podcast is concerned, but at least some great content. But yeah, trolls. I mean, with Joe Matarese in the house, they're like the king of having people just bother the freaking shit out of him. And I told you last night, and he's in there, he can listen to the sound of my voice now. I said, man, Joe is too damn successful to worry about any of that shit, right? And that's what I kept telling him. Man, he's just got to stop worrying.
There's a lot, though.
We got one last night. This little clown show in Chop Sports in the Facebook group decided to say for me to shove a brick up my mother. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll just get rid of him. So I did that. Next thing you know, I got another comment.
You can't get rid of me. I got multiple accounts.
I got multiple accounts. You can't get rid of me. I texted him. I said, we're Joe. We're fucking Joe. Like, it happened. Like, we have one. But anyway, keep trolling your trolls, little shitbag. But you won't say that to my face, though. Probably not. But anyway.
Not your guy.
It's a totally different guy.
It's not somebody from your group.
Yeah, and you know how I know he's a big winner? Yeah, his profile picture was like anime or something.
It was
like
Sonic
that.
The Hedgehog.
Yeah, Sonic or something. I was like, wow, man, you talk about a cool dude. Like, I wish I was as cool as him. But anyway, you can't get rid of me. Yeah, no, you can. Watch.
But if you're listening, keep listening to the podcast.
Please. Thank you for downloading and subscribing and just chiming in at all times.
And if you want to rejoin the group under your actual real name, feel free. We won't kick you out because we don't even know who the fuck you are.
Exactly. Really? And he's like, I got multiple accounts. I was like, great. Can't wait to see the next one. And he didn't even hesitate. He like, it was honestly on a coal post. It was like, the Yankees are, the first thing was the Yankees are so hell bent on the Astros cheating, but yet now have and possess a cheater. And I was like, dude, all the guys pitch like this now. Everybody's using some kind of stumping if you're a pitcher in the MLB. He's like, oh, you're triggered.
This leads me to the point that I want to make.
What's that?
I kind of touched on it yesterday. They need to take a list of every single pitcher in baseball. Line them all up, right, on a big wall and be like, okay, we got these 30 guys pitching today, and these are the relievers. And it's like after the day's over, you got maybe 90 guys pitched. Every single person that pitches in a game is obligated to speak to the media, sit down in front of that person, say, did you use spider tack? And make everyone go on record the same way Gerrit Cole had to go on record, because then you'll get a real percentage, or you'll at least see people say yes or say no or say, for fucking 25 minutes. But you'll know. You'll get a better gauge, and he won't be the only one getting fucking dragged right now.
Have you, Pete, anybody? You know, has anybody heard any other interviews on any other pitcher?
I haven't.
Not yet, right? Not yet.
I know Verlander's a scumbag cheater.
Well, he's always been a scumbag.
I know that Max Scherzer was called out. I know that even Kluber, another Yankee, was called out.
Can you imagine if we just lose the fucking front end of our pitching
rotation?
Honestly,
I just hope that they don't get caught. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep pitching well.
But it's universal. It's not called, I don't consider it like getting caught. I consider it like,
let's just say
you're
this
doing
too.
What everybody else is doing.
Batters want you to have something sticky on your fingers to a degree, because when it's August and you're sweating, no batter wants to stand in the box when you don't have control of the baseball. Trust me when I tell you, the reason why it's never been policed is because batters didn't care, because it gives you more control. No, you want strikes. You see a batter in the box and the guy's throwing wild, they get pissed at that shit. They're like, throw the fucking ball over the plate. And they're not wrong. A-Rod got mad all the time when people were just not, when they were wild.
Well, he just had roid rage.
Well, another great example of me not giving a shit if someone's a cheater. I don't care.
He's your favorite player.
Let me have more of them home runs. Do what you got to do. Just stop getting caught.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Point blank period. That's it.
And then what it does is it makes people want to fight him. And that's what I really love to see. Like, I love, that's why I'm like, I don't think that he's going to throw at him. But if he does, I would fucking love it. Yeah. I don't care what the fallout is. Oh, he's going to miss a game. Who cares? You know, they'll just move one start back. He'd actually miss just one start. That's how pitchers get suspended for 2 games. 7-game suspension, that's a 1-game suspension.
Which is nuts if you think about it.
If you throw the baseball at someone's face, you get basically 1 game. If you cheat the game as a pitcher,
you're getting 2.
You get 2. Right? If you take steroids as a player,
you're getting 60.
You get 80. Yeah. Second time, lifetime.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So
poor Melky Cabrera.
Why is it okay to cheat pitching? All right, we got to stop.
I'm just saying. I know. I could go on and on.
It's a
rabbit hole. It's a rabbit hole, and we don't want to go down that. But I will say, what?
Pete Alonso's comments yesterday were pretty telling, and I'll let the Mets podcast handle that.
Well, that'll be a week from now, so please tell me. What did he say?
He came out and said every offseason, depending on the free agent class, MLB decides what they're going to do with the rules. Look at this year. They doctored the ball because people were hitting too many home runs last year. So this year let's doctor the ball, make them not. Now it's like, oh, nobody could hit. Well, maybe it's because you doctored the ball and it has nothing to do with the actual substance always been doing that.
Thank you, Polar Bear. Yeah, it's a good. That's a
go Mets. Right? They still stink, but
well,
he's not wrong.
Last night the Mets did not stink. They put up 14 runs on the Baltimore Orioles, and again. As much as we could say it's the Twins, it's the Orioles, and they're not that good. But
6 home runs, 7 home runs.
My God, bro. Poor Matt Harvey. All he did for that city, and you decide to just give him the business, and he just, one of his worst starts of his life? Like, Jesus Christ. So the Mets,
he gave up 5 or 6 home runs.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean.
Seven earned runs. In 3 innings.
My God, bro. My God. Goodness. Like, so Matt Harvey, the Dark Knight has been broken by Bane, known as the Mets. So, so that's that. But anyway, so the Yankees and Mets both win. I do bring this question to you, Gooch. I'm curious to know your thoughts. And I know that you can't tolerate the Mets fans, right? Because the Mets fans are sometimes a little crazy,
I
little outlandish.
Tolerate them.
No, I'm saying, like, that's what you've said in the past, and I've said the same thing.
Just Rube.
Do you think it's good for this area, maybe even this podcast, even this network, for both teams to kind of stay relevant the rest of the whole year?
Of course.
Right? Okay. So that's where we're at.
Ever since I started bartending around here way back, right. I've always wanted the Mets to do well because when they're doing well, you get playoff games.
You're getting patrons. You're getting tips. I've
always wanted the local teams to do good. Besides the Giants, I actually fucking hate the Giants. I've never cheered for them. But like, I also don't really particularly care for the Cowboys. So
you like the Cowboys a little bit, deep down inside.
I liked Emmitt Smith as a kid, but that's
all I needed to hear. Okay, I got hard eye emojis on that one.
So. And you have a really good head coach.
It's such a dick, fuck bro. He's such
scrub.
A dude, he's not a scrub, bro. He's not a scrub. He's actually a really good head coach.
Wait until week 10. Cowboys are down 4, and you got 3 timeouts left, and the ball, and you need 80 yards, and you complete a pass, and you run up the field and don't call one of your timeouts. That's what's going to happen with McCarthy. He just doesn't know how to manage the game. Trust me when I tell you, maybe the most painful human being to watch coach a football game you will ever experience. And you'll see.
I raise you Jason Garrett.
Oh, bro.
Like, come on,
you replaced Jason Garrett with a fat Jason Garrett. That's all you did. A fat, boring version of Jason
with
Garrett.
With a beard, by the way. His beard is majestic. But anyway.
Only he's got a Super Bowl ring that he could attach his fat name to and like build off. He didn't earn any of that. None of it. Aaron Rodgers got him that ring.
That year they shouldn't have even been in the playoffs. Well, just so you know.
Thank you, DeSean Jackson.
Thank you, DeSean Jackson, with the
miracle
second,
and that the punt second, return.
For- the second medal. I'm still wondering if Matt Dodge gets death threats like a Scott Norwood type when Coughlin's like, hey, man, kick this ball out of bounds, whatever you do. That's your only job in life.
Speaking of Giants punters, do you get these ads on Facebook from Steve Weatherford?
Oh, he's ripped out of his mind.
And he looks creepy to me.
He does. He looks like a really nasty gym teacher. Like, he's just... Ugh. Yeah, no, I don't like Steve Weatherford at all. Because he blocked me on Twitter once upon a time because I will preface this and say that I said this before I met and talked to Marquette King, okay? When he said something, he analyzed something, blah, 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 blah. My response was, shut your mouth, you're a punter. And that was it. And that was enough for him to see it and say, you know what, screw this kid, I'm getting rid of him. But I've now gained new respect for punters because we got
King. Well, now he's a life coach.
We got McAfee. We got all of our favorite people.
You almost got blocked by McAfee because you almost called him McAfee.
I did almost call him McAfee.
He'll block you for that.
I did not mean that. We know who Pat McAfee is. We watch every day, and I'm surprised it's not on the TV in the Chop Sports studios right now.
Hey, guys, this is Sturge from Chop Sports, and I want to talk to you about a new hobby of mine, and that's real estate. Ever since we brought on our resident realtor here at Chop Sports, that's all I can think about. So we got another one. You know who's really good at this stuff? Jay Devlin of CRG Homes. Jay is out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and business is booming. Whether you're looking to relocate, buy, rent, or literally purchase property and watch your stacks get higher, Jay is the guy to do this for you. He's already in the process of helping me out right now on a possible summer home. Call Jay right now, 843-315-5913, and have yourself a chat and learn about all the perks and tell him Chop Sports sent you.
But so last night, one NBA game to get to. The Suns continue their dominance in the playoffs, 123-98. Big win for the Suns as they go up 2-0. I asked you last night, do you find that, or yesterday, do you find a sweep happening? And, I mean, another big convincing win. Can they go on the road now and take out Denver?
I think they handled their home court. Denver's not, is probably one of the harder places in the NBA to play because of the altitude.
Right.
We'll see. You know, the Phoenix is rolling right now, though, so it's going to be hard for me to give anybody a game against them. That's not the Nets.
Right. Another great game out of Chris Paul, and obviously his entire crew.
Because you know I'm a huge Nets fan now.
No, of course. Speaking of the Nets, they go back to the hardwood tonight, and they're taking on the Bucks in Game 3. Again, no James Harden. Kyrie Irving is obviously playing, unless, you know, for whatever reason he wants to change religions or something to that effect. But he is in the
lineup. If there's a game that the Bucks are going to steal or win, it's got to be this one. Because if they don't, it's a wrap.
I mean,
swept. If they don't win tonight, it was the biggest game that the Bucks have had since they got eliminated in four games by the Heat last year.
Giannis got
by the Heat last year, or five.
Five, I think.
Giannis has to just completely ball out and forget about all the posterization that he witnessed last week. I mean, dude, it was KD crossing him up. It was Blake washed-ass Griffin just posterizing this guy.
Brooklyn Blake has got hustle now.
He's hungry.
Yeah, dude, all right, Clippers, how many teams has Blake played for?
This is the third team.
So just the Clippers, the Pistons, and now so he's never won a title.
No, that's why.
This so now obviously he's got some. He's got a little
to win one.
Right, he's got a legitimate shot to take this, and the Brooklyn Nets more than likely, in my opinion, you're right though. The only game that the Bucks have to have is tonight, and if they don't have it,
what's the point spread on that game?
Four. Your favorite for the Bucks.
Yeah,
home court advantage.
So hammering the Nets.
No.
The Nets getting four, I would put my
four.
Yeah, mortgage on it.
Of course you would, but that's why it's that, you know, like because it's not that cut and dry. The Nets are probably going to lose tonight.
It's a Vegas trap.
Yeah, they're begging.
You think the Nets lose by more than four?
Win, but I'm still not touching it.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Wow. Honestly, maybe I think the Bucks win tonight based off.
All right, so you think the Bucks, not only the Bucks win, but you think they actually cover?
I think they actually cover. I think that they might. It might be
you know what I could see,
Nets
actually?
Might just mail it in the second
You know what
half.
I could see? A three-point game, Bucks up, Nets foul, Bucks hit two free throws, are up five, and they don't hit another shot, and that's it.
I don't think
that's
so.
I think
what
man.
Happens is the Bucks might just come out because it's such a big game. They have their backs against the wall. They are a talented team. They have the ability to win a game. They have had really good games, and they've had success against the Nets this season. We'll see. I think the Bucks come out and play good. I love the Bucks in the first half. I don't care what the point spread is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
probably
that if
two.
The Nets fall behind big without Harden, they might just mail it in because they know, you know what, one game.
And let's all keep in mind, James Jimmy Harden was hurt in pregame, and I don't want to hear another word about it. He hurt himself by celebrating and overhyping, and nobody wants to talk about it. I have not heard anything else other than the fact that I saw the video and I saw how hard he slammed himself into the post underneath.
If that was how he actually got hurt, they would be all over it because everybody loves to trash.
I think they covered it up well enough, and I don't think anybody's talking about it except us and the guy that I saw it from. But anyway, the Clippers and the Jazz are back on the court tonight, game two. The Jazz up 1-0, but Gucci has sworn us that this series will go 7 regardless. So we'll see who takes tonight. But, yeah, that's the schedule tonight. And the Yankees obviously back to wrap up their Twins series, as are the Mets with the O's. So it's really it, man. I mean, look, the spin rate's crap. It's amongst Chop Sports and it's amongst basically the entire world. I've never heard the word spider tack more in my life than in the last 24 hours. A lot of people are talking about it. So obviously,
I've used it in hashtags like 12 times. In the last two days.
And if you're talking about hashtags, we're talking about our social media game. Be sure to follow us on social medias, and you can find us at Chop Sports Network on Instagram, at Chop Sports on TikTok. By the way, I'll give myself just a little bit of a pat on the back. I've never done it, and I finally did it. I put up a clip that really got some good traction, and I'll blatantly tell you that I ripped that shit right off of Twitter.
I asked Pete, I was like, Pete, you made that video, and he was like, no. I was like, oh, Dave stole something.
Wow,
you're going to jail.
You don't think I have the creative skill to get that done?
It's not that. I just knew the situation you were in, and it wasn't around creative, skillful things. It was like you were on your phone, and then you sent me that. You were like, this is gold. And I was like, did Pete send you that? In my head, that's the first thing I thought. And then
you know what's
like,
funny?
You're like, yo, bro, I need some of them motherfucking hashtags.
No, yeah, we're like obsessed hashtags. With hashtags now, by the way.
It's like, bro, I'm going to give you my fucking sign-in for your
hashtags. I'm going to do remind me to do that today to sign into your Flick account.
I'm like taking a dump at like 6 in the morning. Dave's like, yo, I need hashtags. I'm like, bro, you good? Can I wipe my ass?
You all right there, bro? But all right, so with that being said, we're going to let Joe Matarese take over the studio, and, you know, he owns the place. So he's going to record Pretender to Contender. That'll drop next Tuesday, so be sure to check him out. Also, today, before I forget, two new episodes. Obviously, Till Mets Do Us Part just dropped this morning. iTunes is dragging ass again. Why the hell not? Because they usually do. iTunes dragging ass, but the I'm Your Football Team podcast is out, and I listened. And it's gold. When I tell you,
I only got through the Dolphins because Joe showed up, but I did start listening to it.
I'm
excited about it because it's going to cause bullshit that I'm not sure I'm ready to deal with, but I'm also ready to deal with it.
It is good. So Keith Ernst, brother of Brett Ernst,
I got to imagine he doesn't. Does he not touch on Green Bay? Because he says
does.
That. See, like he's fired.
No, he only does his monologue is on the AFC East.
Okay.
So I'm sure he'll get to that. But he does touch. They do talk about Aaron Rodgers a little bit more about guaranteed money and stuff. They actually got it wrong. The one guy was like, oh, they can just cut him and he's not owed anything. I'm like, well, that can't be accurate.
So, is that the Boston guy?
No, Mike Fury. No, it's the other one, Arthur. Arthur OG is from Los Angeles. He's a quote air quotes Rams fan because he says this in a podcast and you can listen to it. He says that he grew up. In L.A., and because there was no teams in L.A. until 2016, he became a Rams fan. I said, time out, hold my beer. I said this to Keith in a text. I go, I'm Arthur, not knowing that the Raiders were in Los Angeles pretty much forever.
Now, also not knowing that, like, the O.J. Simpson Rams, the Flipper Anderson Rams, they were the Los Angeles Rams. So they were Rams.
He was born in 91. So he's a youngin. He's even a littler than Little Sturge. Like, he's 6 years younger than me, so he's like 29, 30 years old. So he only knows of the Rams being in L.A. as the first team to ever go to L.A. in his lifetime. So I'll give him a pass. I'll give him just a small pass, not a big one. But, yeah, he's a Rams fan. Fury is from Boston. You can hear it in his accent. So he's a big he's actually a converted. He went from Washington, and you'll hate this. I know you're going to hate this. He went from Washington, moved to New England and became a Patriots fan because he says you should root for the team where you're raised. And I was like, what are you even talking about? Because obviously you being the Packer fan.
I don't even have words for
me being the Cowboys fan. You don't need to root for the team.
No, you need to root for the team that you chose.
Right. That's a team.
It doesn't matter. And
Keith said that. Keith said that. He goes, you choose a team. What makes you the fan is you stick with the team.
You know what? Even more so, if you move, it's like, that's your team. You're from there, so it's you could be like, yeah.
You could be a plant. You know, now you're a plant. I live in New England, but I'm a Washington Redskins fan because
there's no such thing as a fucking Marlins, Dolphins, Miami Heat fan, but there is one that I know, and for some reason, I think his family has to be from Miami. Otherwise, why the fuck do you pick those scrub ass teams besides the Heat? I like.
I mean, I'm a New York guy. All my teams except for the Cowboys. I mean, I don't know. It's just the way I kind of came up.
I only like one local team, and that's the Yankees, and I actually don't like all the rest. Like, I don't like any of them, and I actually have a slight disdain for them because of how much I hate their fan bases. And
well, because you're around them.
But I don't even like the Yankees fans. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Like,
I go to Yankee games, and I'm like,
What's wrong with these people?
I'm like, I can't even watch the game. I hate everyone around me. They're all fucking annoying.
You better get to a game soon before they let all the fans in, because right now you can go there and be like, kick your feet up and get a beer without like waiting. You know, Pete knows. He was there a couple weeks ago. Yeah, how spaced out were you?
Oh, we had so much space.
Oh, it's amazing. So, with that. Anyway, enjoy the slate of sports. Wish the Chop Sports softball team some good luck, because we're going to need it. And I think that we're going to play well. And we're all inspired. And thank you to Liz for the morning text that she always sends, saying, you know, pretty much let's effing go. And she gets us all jazzed up. So also, and we'll talk about it more tomorrow. We don't have to talk about it. Just plug it again. The 3rd of July, not the date, the band, they're live performing tomorrow at JR's Pub in Fords, New Jersey. Go check them out. I'll be in the house. I'm not sure about Gooch because he said he might have some prior obligations.
Yeah, I'm not going.
That sucks.
I have things that I got to deal with.
That's terrible. But anyway, with that, First Dirch and Gooch and Production Pete and Joe Matarese that's in the house today, we will see you guys tomorrow. Nothing out of Gooch.
Oh, shit. Spin rate.